It's Jamie East here.
Vicky Butler-Henderson here.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the fastest growing radio station in the UK.
Woohoo!
That feels good to say.
Oh, great.
Feels
lovely.
Very good to say, and thank you for listening. Now, VBH, would it be fair to assume that you are aged between 40 and 50?
You're so sweet. I'm going to have to say yes.
Your children are relatively young.
Yes,
right?
3 and a 7-year-old.
So this probably won't be applicable to you, but there's, you know, empty nest syndrome's something that's quite widely known about,
yeah.
Isn't it? There's a study talking about actually not depression so much in middle-aged women,
mm-hmm.
but just genuine loneliness.
Yeah.
When kind of women who have spent a lot of their time raising their children who have since left home, so they no longer have the kind of school gates, you know, there's
that sociability,
yeah,
there.
Husbands are still out working, or if they're career women, and you know, they all of a sudden you find yourselves with what you think will be a dream is being quite cash rich and time rich,
yeah.
and you know, not having anything to do,
yeah.
You know, it sounds like the dream when you're kind of busy and running around everywhere, but there's a growing kind of dependence on things like wine o'clock. You suddenly realize that your friendship pool has kind of shrunk,
yeah.
Because you kind of, well, you're forced into kind of solitude, really, aren't you? You know, it's kind of self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Does that sound like something that's quite easy to occur?
Well, yeah, I can understand how it happens. You know, but this, you know, surely should be a time where you're feeling confident and settled in your skin and happy.
Yeah.
But equally, I can see how loneliness can creep in, for sure.
Because, you know, there's a study, and it was in the, it was in the Daily Mail, which was, did some case studies on quite a lot of women in their 40s who were kind of losing friends because of the balance between kind of family commitments and jobs. You know, all of a sudden you are doing nothing except working or looking after the kids,
yeah,
or kind of maintaining a home. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you realize that actually, oh my God, I've got no one that I can kind of even call, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've lost touch with a couple of girlfriends who I was very close to, but they haven't got married. They've stayed, you know, very much career women.
Right, okay.
And I've sort of veered away from that because I've been busy having the children,
yeah.
and having my own career. And I would like to get more in touch with them, but I just don't have the time. And I just wonder, when I get the empty nest syndrome, I can't reconnect with those, you know, girlfriends who've stayed on the career path.
It's weird, isn't it? Because why wouldn't you be able to reconnect?
No,
why wouldn't you be able to phone up and say, look, I know I've been away for the past 15 years,
yeah.
But, you know, don't hold it against, yeah. Me. I've had a few things to look after.
Yeah, but there will be like a 15-year gap.
Yeah. We've got Dr. Mark Silvert on the line, who's a consultant psychiatrist at the Blue Tree Clinic. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Yeah.
Good thing. Is this? Do you see this a lot? Well, it's not depression, it's loneliness, isn't it?
It is loneliness, and loneliness will cause you to feel very depressed. And I do see it more and more in my clinic on a weekly basis. Women in their 40s and 50s coming in. And the important thing to consider is that the Office of National Statistics said last year that the divorce rate has gone up, particularly for those people in their 40s and 50s, for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
So you are seeing more women who potentially are by themselves and now in their 40s and 50s, as you said, Vicky, without their friends, or their friends may be still married. And they're feeling very lonely.
And how is it different, Mark, between for men and women in this situation? Then, what's the key difference?
Sure, it's interesting. Don't forget, men still in their middle age feel very depressed. And actually, I think that these studies sort of omit that. And there might be a temptation to think it's just women in their middle age that get depressed. That's clearly not true. But I think that men respond very differently to aging and get their sense of purpose and their sense of what their role is in life differently to women who, as you said earlier, may be facing things like empty nest syndrome, a stalled relationship. And for a lot of women, they may not be in a job because they may have given that up to be a mother. And then they find kids have left the home. What are they going to do? And it's a difficult time.
What do you recommend for people to do in that situation?
Well, I think we look at the biological, the psychological and the social aspect. And of course, that will affect the social if you're feeling lonely, which will then impact your psychological side. So we have to address those two things. It's not about giving people medication for their depression. It's really about saying, okay, what will make you happy? Maybe that's a new relationship, which people often come in and just think, wow, you know, is that something that I should do? And it's almost like it hasn't occurred to them. So getting people back into whatever it was that they enjoy, or even help, you know, help them discover what there is to enjoy for them, because there's a lot in your 40s and 50s clearly to enjoy, but people feel like, well, I've been a mum for so long, that's all I know. But you can help them rediscover other aspects of their life.
So is it about breaking the pattern of kind of like, you know, there's a case study in this article, you know, and it mentions kind of the growing dependence on wine o'clock.
Yeah, definitely. So changing the pattern. So you'd get depressed after, you know, several months, probably feeling empty, feeling listless. And then you have to help them and say, look, you've got a lot of skills. I mean, I see very high functioning women that have come from lots of different backgrounds that may have given up their businesses, or they've been lawyers, writers, all kinds of people. But you have to help them rediscover whatever it is that gives them a sense of purpose and value, and to tell them, look, you are not just a mum. You know, there is more to your life. There's lots of things that you can do. And once they rediscover that, or find a new relationship, or work on the one they're in, you know, they often get better quite quickly. It is that sense of loneliness which makes them often feel quite terrible.
I mean, when it comes to starting a new relationship in your 40s and 50s, I mean, the dating game will have changed massively from when they first got together with someone at, you know, age 20. And their confidence, I'm sure, will be quite low at that point. What do you recommend to them in that situation?
Yeah, you're right. Their confidence can be quite low. And obviously, in the day that we live in now, they compare themselves all the time to other women. And, you know, people in 40s and 50s are on Facebook just like, you know, people in their 20s, and they're looking at other people. But you'd be surprised how many people I have in their 60s and 70s that are actually on, you know, dating websites and things that you might not imagine them to be doing. And, you know, it's just as enjoyable for them to meet new people. And I just push them and say, come on, let's try this. You know, what's the alternative? Being at home again by yourself, that's not going to make you feel better. So, you know, it's not easy, I agree, but we have to help people and give them a bit of confidence and work alongside them every week. And you know, we do see really good results.
And why, Mark, why do we find it so difficult to reconnect with friends? You know, I think we've all, whether we're lonely or not, have been in that situation where we've just lost touch, or we've fallen out of a particular circle of friends that we miss, or, you know, for no kind of bad reasons. Yet there's something psychological that thinks, oh, well, that's them gone out of my life. What a shame. Rather than just thinking, you know what, I'm going to give them a call. Why do we find it so difficult to kind of do that?
Well, I think what I see is that, you know, women will come in and we'll have that discussion and say, well, who are your friends? And they say, you know, I really don't want to bother my friends. They're busy. They've got kids of a different age. You know, as you were just saying earlier, you know, that Vicky, you've got young kids, but other friends of yours might have slightly older or slightly younger. So you don't want to sort of bother people. So people say, I don't want to call them because I'll disturb them. And then we sort of work in a cognitive way to sort of challenge that belief and say, well, you know, let's do some homework here. We give people homework, which they don't like, and say, call your friends and, you know, go for a coffee. And then they're like, oh, I did it, and it was actually really good, and we've reconnected. So it's about challenging abnormal beliefs or things that just aren't true.
It's quite a British thing as well, isn't it? You know,
absolutely.
It's our kind of like, don't want to make a fuss. You know, you kind of, I'm not sure many other kind of nationalities are quite as insular looking, are they?
Yeah, I agree. It is a very British thing. Other people would just sort of get on with it and try and reconnect with their friends. But it's not always that simple. If your kids have left the nest and other people do have kids, they will unfortunately say, look, I'd love to see you, but I'm really busy. And, you know, if you're divorced, for example, as I mentioned earlier, the divorce rate's gone up so much in the over 40s and 50s, and you're by yourself. We all know, you know, if times we've been single, you know, that third wheel, you don't feel comfortable going out necessarily with your friends that are married or in relationships. So, you know, it does take careful navigation, but, you know, that's not to say we should give up.
Lovely stuff. Dr. Mark Silver, thank you so much.
Thank you.
People can kind of find out more about Mark's work by Googling the Blue Tree Clinic.